Many small business owners in Michigan are tearing their hair out right now, trying to do right by their employees at the same time that they're wondering how to pay the bills. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton spoke to two small business owners about how the coronavirus crisis is affecting them.
Cameron Lavalley is making a mocha to go for one of the day's few walk-in customers at Sweetwater's Coffee and Tea in Ann Arbor. Others, often longtime customers hoping to keep the place from going under, are getting their food and coffee at the drive-thru. Franchise owner Kristen Jackson says she's trying to keep the business open as long as possible, to keep some employees on the payroll, and to bring a little revenue in. Her bills aren't going anywhere.
Rent, utilities, payroll, taxes, insurance.
Jackson says deciding who to lay off after the governor ordered a ban on sit-down orders was a bit of a business owner's Sophie's choice.
Based on how badly they need a paycheck, basically, because some people are living on their own and this is their only job and this is how they can survive with rent and food, but other people are maybe still living at home.
So about 18 of Jackson's employees are on unpaid leave, and about 6 are continuing to work, for now.
Yeah, I mean, it's heartbreaking because a lot of people need this, and we just kind of came up with what we thought was most logical.
For Cameron Lavalley, a team leader at Sweetwater's, the answer to can you go without a paycheck was easy.
I have to work. I have to pay for my apartment. I have to pay for rent and utilities.
Lavalley isn't sure what he will do if Sweetwater's has to close up completely for a while. Ask his landlord for a hiatus on rent, he guesses. Meanwhile, owner Kristen Jackson estimates she can keep going like this for maybe 2 more months. Some small business owners have already laid workers off, as opposed to just unpaid leave. Liz Blondie is the owner of K9 to 5.
K9 to 5 is a pet care facility with locations in Detroit and Ferndale, offering dog daycare, boarding, grooming, and training.
With so many people working from home, business has slumped. Blondie told 23 employees, about 75% of her staff, they were laid off on Tuesday. A few have already tried to phone the state's unemployment number, but they couldn't get through.
For somebody who's never had any experience negotiating this unemployment system, this is going to be really confusing for a lot of people and for a lot of small business owners.
A day after Blondie laid off staff, the state issued some guidance to employers contemplating potential layoffs, including information about a program that could let businesses keep some staff on, called WorkShare. She's now trying to understand what that program is all about.
It's only full-time employees who are eligible. And it's a lot of work on the employer's part now, which is fine, but it's a lot of uncertainty still. So I've not yet communicated really with my employees to do that because I don't want to continue to give them misinformation.
Blondie says no matter what happens, she's going to keep her business going to care for the pets of first responders and healthcare workers, even if that means 24/7 shifts by herself, as well as her 7 branch managers. She's hoping it doesn't come to that.
I never dreamed that this could happen. I thought that my business, you know, we got through the last recession, and I couldn't think of that much that would take us down, but I guess I didn't think about a global pandemic.
I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.